This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name, Yvette. Velasco is Y-V-E-T-T-E, middle initial D, last name V-E-L-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Date of birth 08-29-1984. Date of appointment July 2nd, 2024. Requesting physician Mahmood Khan, M-A-H-M-O-O-D-K-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing you at Velasquez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 39-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who is applying for SSD. She was in the Ellis Hospital, ELLIS, in 2013 for transverse myelitis. Symptoms at that time were numbness and tingling, waist down, was not able to urinate, next day could not move the feet. MRI of the spine shows spinal cord was inflamed. From the hospital, she went to the rehab center at Sunnyview Hospital for 6 weeks. She never gained the sensation back in the legs, does not feel cold water and hot water, hands tingles also time to time. Feet are red, hands and feet are numb. Knees are going out on her, cannot feel right side, left leg has a pain. She used muscle relaxant. She is having neck pain and backache. She was seen by Dr. Chaudhary in the past. She is going to see a rheumatologist also. Past medical history, lupus, transverse myelitis, hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, degenerative disc disease, past surgical history, C-section, bunion surgery, top teeth extraction, cyst on the head removed. Allergy to penicillin, medication metoprolol, hydroxychloroquine, tizanidine, Ozempic, Restasis, R-E-S-T-A-S-I-S. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is not working, she is single, lives with the kids, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, hypertension, father alive, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, 1 sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 160/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft ball sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. Strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. get a toxic Rambuk test positive assessment and plan. 39-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, history of transverse myelitis. Number two, SLE. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, lumbar radiculopathy. Number five, cervical radiculopathy. Number six, degenerative intervertebral disc. Number seven, get ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the C-spine, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and blood test including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, double standard DNA, and I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month when these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.